Now call to order the City of Santa Paula Planning Commission of May 23, 2017. And Commissioner Somer, would you please lead us all in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Chant over your heart, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Tom, would you do a roll call?
Commissioner Bangs?
Here.
Commissioner McPhail?
Here.
Commissioner Somer?
Present.
Vice Chairman Robinson?
Here.
And Chairman Eichert?
Here. And is the agenda that we have for tonight final?
Yes, ready to go.
Okay. Well, I'm going to deviate from it just a little bit here because this is a special night. We actually have a full commission, 5 of us here. We're very happy to see that. At least 3 of us are very happy to see that. And so we want to welcome our new commissioners, Commissioner McPhail and Commissioner Banks. And, you know, I think what we've kind of done in the past, we sort of give commissioners an opportunity to tell us a little bit about themselves and why they're here. And those of us that have been on commission for a little bit will also do that, so we know who all is on first. So we'll start all the way over there, Commissioner Banks.
Hello, my name is Margot Bangs, and I moved to Santa Paula in October just from Ventura. I've grown up in Ventura County my whole life. I own a business here in Santa Paula. I own a little yoga studio downtown. So I feel very invested in this community and just excited to see how it moves forward in the future. I think it's a great town, and I'm just excited to be a part of it.
Good, thank you.
Good evening. My name's Earl McPhail, and we moved here in Santa Paula in January 1979. In my previous life, before I retired, I was the County Agricultural Commissioner for 29-plus years and been retired for about 8 years and decided to get back into trying to help the community any way I can, so I applied for the commission kind of out of the blue. But I want to thank the council for the appointment, and I'm looking forward to working with all of you and the staff. I think we'll have some good times together.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner, or Vice Chair Robinson.
Well, good evening, everyone. I was actually born here. That was a long time ago. Lived here for the first 20 years of my life, and then went away to college, and I came back about 15 years ago. We have a lovely home up above the high school. I'm retired. I was a CEO for the ARC of Ventura County for 22 years. It's an agency that serves people with developmental disabilities. That was my career. I enjoy the Planning Commission because it gives you an opportunity to serve the public and the community in an important way, and it's not quite the pressure that comes with some other venues.
Thank you. Commissioner Somer?
Michael Somer, and this is actually about halfway through my 4th term here, so been on the commission for a while. It's nice to see a full complement again, because we've been down, as Chairman said. I work for J.R. Simpot Company out of Boise, Idaho. So agriculture is something that I'm fairly familiar with, and recognize your name and title over the years, and get my PCA license renewed every year. But main reason I got on the council was just to give something back to the community. I'll end it that way.
Thank you. Ike Eichert, I've been on the commission for how long now, Tom? 4 or 5 years?
At least,
something
yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Every day's a holiday.
Here. I'm retired Navy, and I'm retired from managing emergency response companies, and retired now. I think it's important to note that I do have a bit of formal education, and I have a bit of life's education. I'm not an architect. I'm not an attorney. I'm not a realtor. I'm not an engineer. I'm a generalist. So as a citizen of Santa Paula, I view what we look at here in kind of different eyes than some other folks. And that's what kind of spurred me to come and be on the commission. And it's been an interesting job, and it's been a fun job. And we've got great guys here, and we really welcome you to the commission. And I think you'll find some challenges, but I think you'll find overall that it'll be rewarding to you. And we do have a great staff. They do work hard. You know, Santa Paula is Santa Paula, and they have to put in the many hours to prepare things for us, and they're usually ready to go right on time. And if we start to get out of line, then the attorney will keep us in line. Yes, sir?
I would like to thank staff for replacing the mailbox. It actually opens and closes quite nicely. Keep our important documents free of weather damage.
Okay. All right. Well, I see we do have an agenda to follow tonight, and next up is a public comment on items that are not on our agenda for this evening. And I don't have any paper, any folks who plan to talk in that regard, but this would be the time where if there was something that someone wanted to speak about, we could entertain hearing it. And then perhaps to have staff come back at a later time with something more with more detail. But having none of that, we'll move on to our consent calendar, which commissioners, if you've had a chance to read, are minutes of our last meeting. And I know new commissioners weren't there, so we'll probably abstain from this, but. Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
And two abstains. Okay, now on to item 7, order of business. This is one of the neat, unique things that we have with the commission. This next item here is a concept review that will be presented to us. This is not something that we will take any action on and forward on to council. This is allows an applicant the opportunity to present what they have in mind to and with staff and to us, and allow us to comment whether it got a chance or not for Santa Paula. So, Deputy Planning Director.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and commission members. This evening, we've got Rick Chancellor here from Cardiff Development. I'm going to kind of walk through the presentation that you have, just some of the highlights of it to kind of give you some background on the proposed project and provide the applicant an opportunity to speak after that. So I'll go through this rather quickly for you. Again, kind of give you an idea of site location. Kind of on the western side of Santa Paula at Laurie Lane and Harvard Boulevard next to Teague Park. So across the street, that Central Watts commercial, you'll be familiar with that. That's Vaughn's CBS, that development. Just an aerial facing southeast, so you can kind of get a lay of the land looking over the retail back into the residential neighborhood and looking over the residential neighborhood back across the commercial. So that's that site. Street view both ways, looking east and west down Harvard. Now this site is commercial, general commercial, but also has a PD overlay. And what that means, as far as general commercial with PD overlay, the PD overlay is in place because of the park and residential. Basically, the idea that development in that area may be a little bit more stringent, or at least we want to look at things to make sure that they complement what's going on in the area. And as you can see around there, mostly residential with pockets of commercial development. also, but Harvard is a commercial corridor. The site right now is split into three parcels, 0.64 acres each, so a little bit, about around 80,000 square foot total site. The applicant is looking at developing the site into three parcels, but shifting the parcels. So to kind of give you a breakdown, parcel one is approximately, if I can get the numbers off this. Bear with me for one moment. Okay. Parcel one is around 45,000 square feet with a 4,800 square foot building that'll be on there. And that is proposed for a car wash. So entrance would be off of Lorrie Lane, which is to the far left of the site. And exit would be on Harvard on the far right of the site, heading into Harvard. Lot two is almost 15,000 square feet. The proposal for that is a Jiffy Lube. And about 1,800 square foot auto service facility. And lot three right now is kind of up in the air. It's initially spec'd for possibly fast food or a sit-down restaurant. They spec'd 7,000 square feet, which is probably way more than they're going to want to do, but they just wanted to get kind of a placeholder to start to think about what can work within there. The applicant talked a little bit more about that. Three of the options they were looking at is fast food, sit-down restaurant, and possibly a neighborhood market. Maybe have a meat counter and things like that, but of a smaller scale, so it's kind of a general commercial development. Again, looking at the code requirements for this, the development standard for the general plan is commercial. For the zoning is commercial with plan development overlay. And based on the code requirements, both of these, they are in compliance. It just depends on how they move forward with other conditions of development. The proposed use, again, three retail pads. One would include a car wash, Jiffy Lube, and some type of either food-related or market. Four, the car wash requires a conditional use permit. If they do fast food, that will require a conditional use permit. Based on the site, there are some preliminary designs that make a couple of the sites a little bit tight for both parking and landscape. The recommendation of staff was for a greenfield development with a PD overlay. You know, it would be important to, we have a code in place for a reason, to try and develop a site that fits within the code before coming before staff or planning commission with modifications to that. So let's see what we can come up with as far as a plan that'll work within what our parameters are. So just breaking those elements down, really the car wash is well overparked, mainly because it has vacuum bays, which provides an opportunity for people to park. It's a automated car wash, as you probably have seen. I don't think we have anything in Santa Paula. This company has two in Oxnard. They're called Water Drops, the one that's proposed. Basically, you drive through a conveyor, come out the other side. It has a dryer, does everything. It's at, only one employee would be on staff. Everything is pretty much self-serve after that. You pay at an automated pay station, drive through, and then there's vacuum stations. So that's basic there. So based on the bays, they've got 29 spaces, the vacuum bays and everything else. They only require 10 for the site. The Jiffy Lube has 21 spaces. Again, the spaces are based on how many bays there are and employee space. They're well parked for that. Now, lot three, again, I kind of broke down three different uses at 7,000 square feet with the understanding that we're probably going to scale back from that to try and fit within the code. And again, that gives you the breakdown. 156 spaces wouldn't fit on that lot if there was no building. So just to give you an idea of space. And ideally, you're going to be around the, probably around the 30 space range to make something work on there. And then also lot coverage, that kind of gives a breakdown of where they are. For lot one, they're fine. For lot two, they're a little bit over. And that's just because they've squeezed that Jiffy Lube. There's not a lot of need for anything other than the service bays. Which also creates an impact on the landscape for that lot too. They only have 13%. There was a request from the applicant to maybe look at all three sites together to combine the landscape, but the site is being developed as three individual sites with three individual owners, and our recommendation is to, you know, meet those requirements for each one so that the people coming in, and I should also mention another element of the way that they will approach the project. They're kind of the master developers for the project, but the owners will come in and finish whatever they're going to develop on the site with the opportunity to be able to use the same engineer and architect that the developer is using. So from that standpoint, I think it's really important that we help them identify what the requirements are for each site. So as it's handed over to the next person, they don't walk into something, you know, it's kind of the buyer beware, be able to help them through that process. Really, five things I just wanted to highlight real quickly as far as concerns. Proximity to the single family homes in the park. Just when you're dealing with commercial development adjacent to residential and adjacent to public uses, you know, public park, want to make sure that everything from lighting, sound, traffic circulation in the area, keeping in mind the car wash, the entrance is off of Lori Lane, and that's kind of a neighborhood that has several dead ends and cul-de-sacs, so parking can, traffic can queue up through there. Good news is Harvard is, you know, our highest level arterial, so no matter what they put in there, we would be fine as far as ingress, egress on Harvard. Parking and access. The other thing is the car wash only has one way in, one way out. There is a bailout lane should someone not want to go through the process, but it's not a site that has full circulation based on the design of what a car wash does. They also are proposing potential cross-access easement. There will be cross-access easement with Jiffy Lube and the whatever fast food site or the lot three. There has been a request to share parking, but I have some concerns because we don't know what the users will be, and until we start to flush that out, I don't know that we want to go there until we know who the users are going to be and what the requirements are going to be for parking. Landscape, I mentioned that earlier. We're a little bit shy on two of the sites, and I think it's important, especially given the park and residential behind, that we have something that is both aesthetically pleasing and just blends in with what we have within the rest of the area. I mentioned development of Lot 3 on parking landscape and what we need to do as far as define a use that fits within that space. And I also mentioned the development process where they will be handing it over at some point to the end user, so we want to be sure that that is a smooth transition. They have a clear understanding of what their responsibilities are. And with that, I can entertain any questions or provide opportunity for Mr. Chan. Rick, would you like to speak?
Good evening, Chairman Eichert, Planning Commissioner, Commissioners, and City Staff. My name is Rick Chancellor, Cardiff Development Partners, 2660 Townsgate Road in Westlake Village. Appreciate the opportunity to address our application on this development. As a point of reference, the Cardiff Development Partners developed the Starbucks in town, the Starbucks drive-thru, which I think has been well-received. We take a lot of pride in our projects to build them right and build them for the long term. This lot has been vacant for quite a number of years, as I think you all are aware. And I think you may be aware that a number of developers have taken a look at it, tried to make something work here, and ultimately couldn't figure out how to economically put a project together that would make sense. And it's our hope at the end of the day that we can have reasonable conditions to proceed. We want to build a quality project, and so that we can actually proceed and develop the project, unlike what maybe has been experienced in the past, where others just couldn't put it together. I think what we can offer here in this development is a number of things. First and foremost, jobs that will be created. We estimate that there'll be approximately 50 jobs that would be created here, in addition to the jobs that would be created during construction. And maybe 50 jobs doesn't seem necessarily like a lot, but to the 50 people who would have a job that may not otherwise, it's a big deal. So I think creating job growth is one of the benefits. Sales tax revenue as well. You know, there's certainly a lot of leakage of retail sales to cities like Ventura, and by offering more options for people here and keeping them here will help generate more sales tax revenue for the city. The other side of that too is that people who leave the city to go outside for services that may not be here create additional traffic. So there actually is a benefit by keeping people in the community. We also, as I indicated, develop attractive projects. We build them for the long term. We take pride in what we do, and we like to showcase all of our projects for the future. So we don't, you know, our track record is only as good as the last projects that we built, and we're very proud of what we've built. Some of the aspects that I think we're having challenges with on the site, first is parking. The city codes are very restrictive with regards to parking, and especially when it comes to food uses. If you ask a fast food tenant what they typically would want in terms of parking, they'll generally tell you for, you know, about every 1,000 feet, they'll need maybe 8 to 10 parking spaces. You know, if it's a 3,000 square foot, you know, drive-through, they'll tell you they need 24 to 30 parking spaces. The city and that would approximate one for every 100 to 125 square feet. The city codes are one per 45 square feet. So it's more than double the parking requirement that a typical tenant would tell you that they would want. And you could argue, well, you know, maybe the tenant's underestimating, but the reality is the tenant wants to make sure they've got enough parking to be able to succeed. So they're going to err on the side of making sure that they've got enough parking. So the parking, you know, relative to food uses is an issue, and one that we would like to address. The additional negative to having so much parking available that doesn't get used is you just have a sea of asphalt in these developments, and that's something that we would rather not, you know, spend the money to allocate parking that's not going to get used, and we think it's a blight on the project as well to have a sea of asphalt. So that's another aspect to consider. One of the things Deputy Planning Director Mason indicated was relative to reciprocation and considerations of looking at this as one development. When the general public drives by, looks at this project, they will see this as one development. There's Lori Lane on one side, and there's Teague Park on the other side, and they'll see this as one development. So when it comes to landscaping, we meet the requirement overall. We're at 21% overall landscaping. We are more on the corner because we've got more frontage to work with on landscaping. We're the least in the middle because we have the least amount to work with, and then lot three, we've got the benefit of some on the side. So hopefully there'll be some consideration to looking at the site overall, because that's how everybody's going to look at it, and we do meet that requirement overall.
Also, with respect to reciprocal parking, many, many cities allow reciprocal parking between two parcels. Even if there's separate ownership, there is a binding agreement that is made between those two property owners with respect to parking. To give you an example, Lot 2, which is going to be Jiffy Lube, they're drastically overparked. They don't need that much in space. As you can see, there's three bays, and we've even allowed for three stacking queuing areas in front of those bays for people waiting. And then in addition to that, we've got another 15 spaces on top of that. That's way more parking than they would need. So we would really like to have consideration for the shared parking aspect. Again, it's a binding agreement between two property owners that can't be changed. We do share access. We should share parking as well. So then looking at some of the other aspects that we'll be looking at is the public works requirements, and hopefully they won't be so onerous that it makes this site economically unviable. I know that's nothing that you are involved with, but it's something that we're going to be looking at and concerned with. So, you know, at the end of the day, I think we would like to work together. I think we have common goals. I think creating jobs is a good thing. Creating additional sales tax revenue is a good thing. Developing attractive projects in the city is a good thing. Raises the bar overall. So we would hope that we could work together, have some considerations for parking and reciprocation and some other things that we think are very logical, so that we can actually proceed. We don't want to be just like that guy who took a run at it 3 or 4 years ago who couldn't make it work, and then, you know, we're sitting here with a vacant parcel of land for years and years. So appreciate your consideration, and if there's any questions, be happy to answer them.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chancellor. This spot has been vacant for quite a while, so I'm interested in seeing the development there. I'm also interested in seeing new businesses in the town. I think that's not going to hurt us. I just hope to. I think there are, what, three or four other car washes in town of different types, some self-serve and some not. Hopefully that, as part of the business model, has been pretty well thought through, because I'd hate to see if it went through to see them fail. The Jiffy Lube, I guess there's a need for a Jiffy Lube in Santa Paula. We do have one, I think, on Harvard. Or not a Jiffy Lube, but a similar type of oil change location. As far as the fast food in there, I don't know. You've got across the street, you got in the Bonds parking area, you got, what, a Panda Express, and you got a pizza place, and up the way, a little way, you got Taco Bell, and I mean, all those, it doesn't really matter, because we all go to the one that we feel that we want to on any given day. I did hear mention of maybe a market or something like that. Already on Harvard down there, I think there are two or three small markets, local markets. So that should be kept in consideration, should it be a consideration. As far as I can tell and what I've read, it meets the requirements under our general plan to develop it in the way that you've got planned. So we're looking for well-done projects that have a chance of success. So personally, I don't see a whole lot of negatives to it. I mean, the traffic is what the traffic is on Harvard, going in and out of any of the businesses that are already there, and I don't think this is going to, you know, change that a whole lot. So I don't, Commissioner, this is an exchange to give you ideas. Sure. So
next, I would, if I could, just address some of your points. The Water Drops Car Wash, just to clarify, is an express car wash, but it's a full tunnel. So how that differs from, you know, you've got the gas station car washes, which are very, you know, simple and rudimentary, and then you've got a hand wash. This is a full tunnel car wash, so you're getting the benefit of the quality of car wash that you would on, you know, the best car washes out there. The nice thing about it is it's affordable. You know, it's a $7 car wash. If you want to upgrade it, you can to $10, but still very affordable. So if you want to have a good quality wash, you don't necessarily have to go to a Ventura or an Oxnard, you know, or pay a lot of money to get your car washed. The other nice thing about it too is they recycle all their water. So the only part that they don't recycle is the final rinse. So over 90% of their water used is recycled water. So the benefit is, you know, if you can get less people washing their cars, you know, at home and having the runoff go into the streams, that's definitely an environmental benefit. Jiffy Lube is not represented in the city. They have a location in Fillmore. They have locations in Ventura and Oxnard, but they're not here in Santa Paula. They're excited to be here. They think they have a market here. There is a more of a local lube operation here now, but a lot of people might feel more comfortable going to, you know, a national brand like Jiffy Lube to get their oil changed and maybe have services that they couldn't get otherwise. So they're excited as well. And I would just say in general with any of the tenants, you know, anybody coming in here is going to spend, you know, $500,000 to $1.5 million invested in their business. And they're not going to do that not knowing that there is a good, viable market here. So, and people vote with their wallets at the end of the day. I mean, if the people don't like what's here, you know, they're not going to go to it. If they like it, they will. And so, you know, that's the beauty of it is, you know, we've got people that have done their homework. They want to invest in the city. They want to bring in jobs. And they're confident that they'll succeed. And there'll be a niche. And it won't necessarily be taking away from somebody else, but maybe not letting that customer go to Ventura or another city at the end of the day.
Yeah, just to kind of weigh in on what Chairman Eichard said, as far as the parking and landscape, even though it doesn't fit everything there, I think the general concept and for the CUP, we have the ability to move forward with that, you know, for you. So I don't see an issue there. A couple concerns come to mind. Obviously, the residences right behind. And the main thing there is just to be a good steward to your neighbors. I saw some of the decibel numbers in there and things like that, hours of operation. So, you know, just some common sense things there to follow through on. I would not be in favor of another market, fast food or something else there, but yeah, we have more markets than Carter has pills in this town right now. And the chance of them succeeding would be slim to none because they're probably not gonna get alcohol and things like that, which most markets need to survive because we already have a surplus of those. So I would, as you're looking at different, you know, proposed tenants for parcel 3, I would kind of steer away from that.
Okay.
And that'd be my 2 cents.
This feedback, I went down there and looked at the lot today. It's funny how you drive by places all the time, but you never really look at them. And that's a pretty desolate area. And even though it's next to a city park, it's really not a prime example of what you would like for a park. It's, I guess, good for soccer games, but it's as long as the grass holds up, which doesn't usually last very long. Just some feedback, which is what you're looking for. Have you considered entrance off of Harvard? Or did you look at that versus Lori Lane?
Yes. Well, the way the car wash lays out, there's really no way to do it without some sort of entrance off Lori, because you can see it's sort of a serpentine.
They drive in off of Lori and then they go through that way?
They drive in, right. They drive in off of Lori And it's a one-way entrance in, and you can see the queuing area there. And then they loop around, and they go through the car wash tunnel, and then they loop around, and then they come out into the vacuum bays. So, I mean, the good thing about it is it's not that there's two-way traffic on Lori Lane. It's one in, and so you don't have that aspect of it, and then one out.
Well, I bring it up only because I actually went through the neighborhood there, and I don't think those folks are going to like more traffic on Lori Lane. Then if they miss it, you got to go down and turn around. Not that you should miss a great big car wash, but I just think doing your due diligence, or whoever goes in there with those people behind, particularly on noise, and there's a lot of vacuum stations there. If they get 5, 6, 8 of those going at one time, people are going to be looking up at the clouds and seeing if there's an Oklahoma tornado on the way or something.
We did actually give some consideration to that, and the fact that the vacuum bays are on Harvard, and then, you know, most of them are actually going to be blocked by the car wash tunnel. So you wouldn't have, and really the ambient noise, I think, that you would get off of Harvard, I don't know that there's going to be significant difference
now,
there.
This makes sense. I just, you know, your developer might be prepared, or proprietor, to deal with that. Harvard, the traffic goes way too fast. It's really the only thoroughfare in town. So the idea of entering on Harvard into the car wash, I think, probably would present an additional safety concern, because people, there's a red light at Peck, and I don't think the next one's still Palm, and people can go down there pretty good. And there are, you know, there's a car wash down by the, on Peck Road, which seems to be really busy. That has kind of an awkward entrance to it, there always seems to be people there. And then there's a one across from Polo Local that was, I think, a full service car wash, and mm-hmm. I'm not sure if that's open or not.
It's open.
Mm-hmm. It is open. Yeah.
Occasionally.
Yeah. I always got to get used to this. I always talk about when I was a kid here. That car wash was a happening place. It was busy all the time, but then it just sort of went into disrepair. And then there's that old antiquated teepee one down on 4th Street, which you probably, that's a story unto itself. In terms of tenants, Jiffy Lube sounds fine. I think people would welcome a modern, quick drive-through. The one on Harvard and 8th seems either really, really busy with cars lined up, or they're just setting around. But I know Jiffy Lube and their reputation would probably work well. I agree on the final lot. Please don't put another fast food in there. I think we have enough of those in town already. If you do any kind of restaurant, I liked Starbucks, by the way. I remember when that came before us, I had my doubts about that little bitty area doing a turnaround, and did you build it?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you did a nice job. It's very attractive. It's small but roomy. Mm-hmm. I'm not a Starbucks fan myself, but it's a nice little addition, quite frankly. And if you were going to do something here, I don't know what mixes well with a car wash and a fast lube, but some kind of niche venue. But I really wouldn't want to see another flip-flop box fast food drive-through kind of place. We have too much of that already in town. But the work you've done is good. I think that area really could be revitalized, and maybe with people moving in there, the city would take some additional steps to try to slow the traffic down going through there. So it's really good. There have been some pedestrians hit right there, right out in front of where you're building this, and we want to minimize that at all possibilities. So I say good luck. I support doing something with the property. The mutual parking, I can't quite get that, reciprocal parking. It looks like the car wash is actually going to be separated by some kind of barrier. So we're only talking the lube and the restaurant or whatever.
That's correct.
Yeah. I wouldn't object to it, but it just seems like an odd mix if you have something with automobile maintenance and a real nice restaurant. But all in all, something should be done with that property. It's a real mess now.
Commissioner McPhail?
I have a couple of questions or comments. On the car wash, you have 25 vacuum bays. That seems to be a tad excessive to me. I've been through one of these in a town that's three times bigger than Santa Paula, and they only had like 10 vacuum bays, and there was still plenty of room for everyone. And the other problem, I agree with Vice Chair Robinson, I have a problem with the entrance being on Lori Lane. If indeed it becomes popular, which I'm sure it would be, because they're nice car washes, there's no question about that, because like I said, I've been through one. You're going to have cars stacked up on Lori Lane. It seems to me that it would be better with a turn lane on Harvard to have them enter on Harvard and exit on Lori Lane. That's just my thought process. And that could be done by just turning it 180 degrees around. I don't know if that's financially possible or not, but just the 25 vacuum bays just seem a little excessive to me from what I've seen. Jiffy Lube, great idea. I have to agree with Commissioner Robinson that fast food, I'm not so sure. Actually, I'm not so sure any food place really fits with two automotive places on lot number three. But if it is, and I agree with Commissioner Summer, we don't want another little grocery store there. There's three or four within probably 500 feet of this piece of property. And so I don't think you need another one of those. Maybe some kind of a sit-down restaurant or whatever would probably work very well there with the shared parking. The landscaping, I'd have to see what your concept is on your landscaping. But my main concern is Lori Lane. I know there's ways to mitigate the noise and that sort of thing, and reading your proposal, hours of operation, I don't have a particular problem with at all. And when they're not operating, obviously there's no noise. So that part's good. And I like somebody coming in on that piece of property. Like I said earlier, I've been here since January 79, and that property's been vacant ever since. Mm-hmm. So I wish you well, but I would like to see if there's a way you could kind of turn that car wash the other way so you enter on Harvard and exit on Lori Lane. Be a lot less traffic on Lori Lane.
I'd be happy to address that if I could. We actually did look at it the other way. One of the primary issues is putting the vacuum bays right next to the residential. So that was a huge consideration in trying to really mitigate the noise issue. With regards to the number of vacuum bays that they have on there, what they're trying to avoid is somebody coming out and not having a vacuum bay, which would be a real problem. Somebody wants to, you know, then, and that's why they've basically overparked the vacuum bays. They put in more than they thought they would need, just in case people hang out. Maybe they vacuum for a long time. Maybe that's their thing. But it happens. Some people get into vacuuming and get into a zone. But that's it. Because if somebody comes out and they don't have a bay to vacuum, and then it's not a good situation for everybody. So that's why they did it that way. With regards to the traffic, well, and you can also see the queuing area is... is really large.
You have 16 spots here.
Yeah.
So you have 16 cars, so I don't see an issue on Lori Lane at all.
And again, they overdid that queuing area to make sure that they never have a situation where it's backing up. And at the end of the day, you know, a car in is a car out, so, you know, the traffic, conceivably, you could say is the same, you know, in either direction. You know, I think the chief consideration is the noise factor relative to the residential, and that's why we did it the way that we did.
How long does it take a car to go through this car wash?
Once they get into the car wash itself, I believe it's only, you know, 3-4 minutes, 5 minutes to get through. It's not a long process. Yeah. So it's typical of what you would see in a, you know, car wash, a full service car wash.
I used a Costco one for $7 or $8, whatever it is. They have two lanes to go in to pay your fees and then you queue up into one, and in no time at all, you're coming out the other end, and there are no vacuum spots, but people seem to pull out to do any wipe downs.
Right. Similar, two lines coming in.
Yeah.
And then just one other thing on the Jiffy Lube, and you know, Jiffy Lube's a very clean concept. I mean, as far as automotive concepts go, it's pretty clean. And so that's why the users that we're talking with don't really have an issue sharing a parking lot with Jiffy Lube. And the nice thing is, you know, they'll be closed sometime, depending on the day, between 5 and 7 p.m. So there's all, you know, after that time that they're closed, there's a whole sea of parking that is unused. So that's why, again, that, you know, it would be a benefit to that other tenant in there as well.
Commissioner Banks?
I appreciate you mentioning the recycling of the water, because I think that's a really important concept to consider. I think I agree with Mr. Robinson that the Starbucks is really beautiful, so that's exciting. It's modern, and I think that we need a little bit more of that in town. But the fast food idea, there seems to be a consensus that a market wouldn't work, and I hate to put down 2 out of 3 of your ideas, but I think that fast food is not something that's going to keep people in Santa Paula, where I completely agree that's what we need. We need people to stay here. So something a little more unique, maybe not that it has to be upscale, but something that we don't have here. We don't have a lot of the sort of those mid-range, the first thing that comes to mind is like a Baja Fresh or something like that. We don't have a lot of those places to come and sit down. That's not a fancy place, but that's not a, you know, a total fast food. Especially with the park next door, I think that's a consideration also of something that families can go and get food there. And I wanted to ask as well, I can't really tell on the picture if there will be kind of easy access from the park.
Well, and that's something that we can, you know, consider. And I'm not sure what the city requirements are going to be relative to that.
I can address it a little bit. I think the main thing is you've got a driveway. Yeah. Right adjacent to the park driveway, separated by a landscape buffer. And okay. One thing you want to avoid is people, a connection, at least a traffic connection. Yeah. So the walkway is probably going to be the sidewalk or people climbing over landscape.
Yeah. We won't
something
encourage
we
that.
Want to avoid.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of kids. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Thank you.
Great.
Any other comments out of commissioners? For Mrs. There's a chance. If a restaurant, how about a Chinese restaurant? We don't have Chinese here anymore that I know of. I think you've heard what some good comments, so we look forward to seeing what comes forth.
Great. Thank you
Maybe
very much.
See you come back here again.
Thank
All
you.
All right. Good. Thank you.
Good luck.
Okay, moving on to our public hearing. By the way, make sure that all your phones are on silent during the course of this. Need a verification that legal notice requirements have been made for this public hearing?
Yes, they have.
Any declaration of conflicts regarding this topic? None? Any ex parte contacts? No? I'll open the public hearing and we'll address the item A, 17MM02, Air Park Project Extension. So take it away.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner. Planning Commission, we have a request for a one-year extension for a previously approved project at the Santa Paula Air Park development. It's a proposed 37-unit residential air park condominium project. Project was earlier approved, and then there were some modifications done to the project where an extension was granted through the planning department and through the planning director. So there were 2 one-year extensions, which we are allowed. We're bringing this back for another extension, and some of the reasons that were outlined in the staff report. Really, a lot of the development that we've seen that was poised to happen prior to the recession kind of went on hold. So that was one element of this. Some of the opportunity to be able to move forward with this, it just wasn't as economically feasible. Also, there's been several changes in the ownership and management of this project from the developer standpoint. And that being said, there's some opportunities to look at expanding what the project, the scope of the project, and making something that's more viable, more marketable, and will bring more benefit to the city. So that's really, we want to extend this time. Our goal and the developer's goal is not to take the full year to do this. We'd like to be back with the Planning Commission very soon to move this forward. We think it's an exciting project.
Okay, good, thanks. Well, at this time, let's have the applicant come up and address us. And
Chairman Eichard and members of the Planning Commission, my name is Robert Kwong. I'm an attorney in Oxnard, California, with the law firm of Arnold, La Rochelle, Matthews, and Zerbel, representing the applicant, Stephen Wolpen, and Three Flyers Incorporated. We want to just take this opportunity, first of all, to thank staff and legal counsel who had worked with us in putting together this simple extension for 1 year. They've shown their flexibility and their understanding of the project, as well as the circumstances that led up to our need for this additional time period. So we do want to support the recommended action of extending and going with alternative number one that is set forth before you in your staff report. We think that this time will be used very efficiently and effectively to move forward, just as Mr. Mason had suggested. It's not going to be for the entire year. Working with the developer and his engineer, we're ready to move on some very key items. I don't think that we're very far apart, and this time period will facilitate that and allow for this project to, I think, as just Mr. Mason said, be a project that's beneficial to the city as well as a win-win for the developer. So again, it has to do with the airport, and we believe that it's a real jewel for this city to have an airport that is fully functioning and has all the facilities that I think will attract even more aviation-related type of uses to it. So this aviation condominium project is, again, something that has been developed, went through some changes, as Mr. Mason said, but I think that this time period will be used well to get it to the place for full approval and breaking of the ground.
Thank you, Mr. Kwong. Okay. I'm actually happy to see this come before us. I support this. Commissioners, any comments that you have?
Not I.
Vice Chair? Commissioner McPhail? Commissioner Bangs?
In that case, I'll make a motion that we move forward on resolution 3765, approving a one-year time extension to project number 2013 CDP 09.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. A roll call vote.
I'm sorry, who was the second? Was it?
Commissioner McPhail.
All right. Commissioner Bangs?
Yes.
Commissioner McPhail?
Yes.
Commissioner Sommer?
Favor.
Vice Chairman Robinson?
Yes.
And Chairman Eichard?
Yes. So that passes. Very good. I'll now close the public hearing. I have no further cards. All right. New business. Any new business? No? No new business. Some city communications for us, a little bit out of the planning department, I see.
Give you a little bit of update on some items. One, Hardison House, the Williams development on Ojai Road, went forward to council last week. There were some conditions associated with it moving forward. Probably the main highlight is that the overall size of the development has been reduced to accommodate a historic preservation of the barn and the house and some off buildings. But the main element that was brought up at the end of that was that council concurred that we needed to have some type of sidewalk on that side of the road. As a part of the settlement agreement, there was no sidewalk put in to preserve an oak tree that was along that corridor. So staff is working with the developer to identify a way to provide a sidewalk that'll accommodate Caltrans, the city, the conservancy, and an oak tree. So we'll kind of cobble that together and see how we work that out. But that's in addition, I'm trying to think what else. Tomorrow night, I believe at 6 o'clock, the battery energy storage project will be having an open house at the community center, just talking a little bit more about their project and getting some community feedback. And I think what else? I also attended about a week and a half ago. Students from Cal State University Northridge put together a tourism presentation for the chamber and for the city, and the Heritage Valley also. And they had some interesting input on our community. I think it's interesting when you have younger folks come in and have a perspective, but I think the one powerful thing they mentioned is how social media can impact the visibility of a community. And one thing that was standout for me was they had, I think they said within a 2-month period, they had tracked 6 social media hits for Santa Paula, if I remember correctly, you know, as far as Instagram or Facebook. So, I mean, that's talking about restaurants, hotels, whatever, you know, parks or anything else. So I think it's they saw a great opportunity in that. But they also saw a great opportunity for day trips. We're in an ideal location to access so many things around this area, from Santa Barbara to the ocean to the mountains to Magic Mountain, and it's way more affordable than any other place in Ventura County or Santa Barbara. So they've got some things to look at, and hopefully we'll start to move forward as a community to look at some ways to improve our tourism and attraction to the region. And that's all I have right now.
Well, I see you here under the Planning Commission.
Oh, well.
You can ask the chair and the vice chair to continue in their positions till the end of the year. Is that going to require a vote, or we need to do it?
I think you can just do it.
Until
you call a new election, you just continue
unless
status quo.
I know. A change would just, you know,
it's very disruptive.
The other commissioners will agree that it can be very interesting, and you do find out a whole lot about your town and what's going on, and you have a little input to it, and we can support our staff and the planning department to make it happen. And we know once it, you know, we do our part and send it over to council for approval. We don't set any policy or really approve much other than some permitting, but we do a lot of the research on it and run it to ground and make sure that staff has done all they need to. So I hope you'll enjoy your times here. We We do have opportunity to put agenda items on if we want in the future, if you happen to think of any.
Can I just interrupt for a second? For the record, can we have the two new commissioners just confirm that they don't have an objection to the chair, vice chair situation?
Well,
they didn't.
Yes.
We didn't hear from either one of them, so I don't want to steamroll you here.
I was going to make a motion if we had to keep them.
Yeah, no objection.
Okay, Tom. Okay, good. All right. Anything else for future agenda items? No? Hearing none, we're adjourned.
Still working on it.